The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Is your day filled with responsibilities that distract you from your true purpose?
You remember on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus was transfigured in his glorified body in front of Peter, James, and John, and Moses and Elijah both appeared to him. And then when the cloud lifted, it says they saw no one except Jesus only. So what we're trying to get people to do when they go through this year-long devotional is every day when they finish it, just remember that it's just Jesus that's important.
Well, I'm not even going to try to figure out all the years we've known each other, but this is one of the best friends I've ever had and Betty's ever had. This is somebody who loves unconditionally. And we'll tell you how old we were when we kind of came together. His name is O.S. Hawkins. He's been here many times because he's written a book. Basically, this is some of the highlights out of the books that sold 3 million copies. And Betty and I love O.S. Hawkins. And O.S. Hawkins loves James and Betty. How old were we when you kind of started tracking me?
Well, you were a young 21-year-old evangelist, and I was 18 years old, just been saved a year, and God called me to preach, and I wanted to be like James Robinson. Still do.
Well, you just ran by
loved
me.
Loved you for a lot of years.
Yeah, that's a lot of years. I hadn't subtracted them out yet, but that's
well,
a bunch.
Well, how about 60?
Wow. 60.
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, I hope you got some 60-year-old friends that love you the way O.S. has loved us. Because he loved me sometimes when all his Baptist friends were saying things about me that weren't too kind. And he's laughing about it because, but you know what? He always, and you know, I was wrong about a lot of stuff. I mean, he never was, but I was. Betty never was. But you know what? He loved me when I was wrong. And how do you explain our relationship and the love God gave you for us and the friendship? How do you explain it?
I wouldn't know how to begin to explain it, James, other than I just feel like I've known your heart throughout all these years. And you say you've been wrong. We've all been wrong in certain cases. And, you know, one of the verses I'm memorizing this week from Proverbs says that it's to our glory to overlook offenses.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people hold offenses, but boy, it's the wise man avoids anger, and it's to his glory to overlook offenses. So I don't know, other than the fact that the Lord just kind of brought us together, and though we weren't physically together a lot through the years, we always picked up right where we were when we left off.
I can't find anybody right now to hate. I may not like the things they do or say, may not agree with them. But I have the love of God flowing in my heart for all of them because I've been as wrong in some ways, I'm sure, as they are. I may not have gone to certain extremes, but I have failed. I've missed the mark. Everybody has. You know, one of the clearest, most amazing things God showed out to me, showed clear to me, is how many of the people who wrote the Bible missed the mark. Mm-hmm. Some of them missed it miserably. Mm-hmm. Some of them missed it farther than we could ever imagine.
And many of them missed it in their latter years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they knew the Bible.
Yeah.
And they wrote the
exactly.
Bible.
Yeah, they surely did.
And they proclaimed it, and they demonstrated it. But they also demonstrated the love of God through those who fail, and how he can use anyone who's failed miserably if we will just turn to him, if we will turn from that which he says is hurting you and hurting everyone that you expose to that particular problem or act. And he loves us, and he wants to forgive us. Okay. Now, explain why this book is significant. There are more than one thing I want you to tell us. Tell us kind of how you pull together what sold 3 million books and put the highlights here, but also what do you do with the money that comes from all the books you've written?
Honored to do that, James. This new one is called Just Jesus, 365-day devotional. And you remember on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus was transfigured in his glorified body in front of Peter, James, and John, and Moses and Elijah both appeared to him. And then when the cloud lifted, it says they saw no one except Jesus only. So what we're trying to get people to do when they go through this year-long devotional is every day when they finish it, just remember that it's just Jesus that's important. Yeah, that's, you know, awesome. A lot of people see Moses only. In other words, they're just wrapped up in legalism and the law. Other people see Elijah only. They're so caught up in the second coming and prophecies that they forget to appropriate all the first coming meant. It's better to see Moses and Elijah in Christ than to see him with Christ. And so
that's, and see the, Christ in them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which you
where,
can.
That's where the book title came from, Just Jesus. But it's, we took the Nuggets, the Code series, as you mentioned, sold 3 million copies in the last few years. And we took the nuggets from several of the most popular code books. We began with the Joshua Code. You know, James, I realized that one of the things people had stopped doing is memorizing Scripture. We never talk about that anymore, hardly. And a lot of people who memorize Scripture a lot in their younger years haven't memorized a verse in 20 years. And so when a new convert comes to Christ, we give them a Bible. If they start in Genesis, by the time, if they ever get to Leviticus, they're bogged down. If they start in Matthew, in the first chapter, they're introduced to 20 names they can't pronounce. So I picked 52 verses in the Bible that every believer ought to know. Memorize one a week for a year. That's, you'll great. Memorize the overarching theme of the Bible. We call it the Joshua Code from Joshua 1:8. 52 scripture verses every believer
should. Is that all in one chapter, in one of the books, or in this one?
No, that's a book. That's the first book in the Code series. There are some nuggets from that book in this.
Yeah.
But, and it took off. God blessed it in hundreds of thousands of copies. So, and then I was devotionally reading through the Gospels, and I saw something I'd never seen before, like we've all have done. I'd read the Gospels hundreds of times, but the numbers of times Jesus asked questions in the Bible. He was always asking questions. And I jotted him on a legal pad, over 150 questions he asked. He didn't need answers, but it was his way of showing us where we were.
By the way, are those 150 in one of the chapters or one of the books?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Okay.
So I picked 52 scripture questions.
In those chapters.
Every believer ought to answer before they get to
That's
heaven.
Awesome.
That was the Jesus Code. Then we have the Bible Code, finding Jesus in every book of the Bible, the Promise Code, 40 Bible promises every believer should know, the Spirit Code, 40 Bible truths about the Holy Spirit. There are 15 of them. So this book just is the combination of several of the nuggets from those. It's a daily devotion, takes about 5 or 10 minutes a morning, gives you a question to really meditate on. You know, Joshua 1:9 says, meditate day and night on the Scripture to help you see it in
your heart. By the way, did you start writing these books while you were still pastoring?
I was actually at Guidestone when I started writing these books.
Okay.
I had left First Baptist Dallas, where I was pastor, and I wondered if God was going to let me keep writing. And this came upon me. It was just from God that did it. And you mentioned the royalty, all the royalties to all these millions of copies that have sold. Go to Mission Dignity. You know, we have a ministry. We're on a mission to bring dignity to some forgotten folks. And that's retired pastors and their widows. They weren't like you. They were never on television or like me. They never wrote a book. Their name was never in the paper. They pastored out in the highways and hedges. And they never made enough to live on, much less retire on. And they lived, most of them lived in a church-owned home. And they got to vocational retirement. They had to get out. They had nothing. And so 15 years ago, we were able to give them $50 a month that helped them. Now the neediest, because these books have sold so much and people have given, the neediest get $750 a month plus expense grants. Like one little pastor's widow wrote me some time ago, 87 years old, and she said, I get to eat at night now, and it's not just a piece of toast. So every time somebody buys one of the code books or Just Jesus, our new 365-day devotional, they can know that all the royalties to these books go to, and I think that's one of the reasons they've sold millions and God has blessed them. And they sell each other. What we found out, one person reads one of the code books, they buy several of the rest of them and they give them as gifts. And so they're all beautiful leather bound gift edition books that are great gifts for folks.
Well, I love the title, Just Jesus. It simplifies it, but it's so, it says so much in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
You know. And I think you don't have to be a scholar to know it's just Jesus.
Yeah, and all of life just boils down to the fact that it's just Jesus. He's our hope yesterday, today, and forever.
You know, I've been captured in these last late years of my life, which I lived to be 100. I've lived 80% of my life, and I might live to be a whole longer than that. I'm not setting up a time to go. I'm just setting up time every day to live. And the thing that's happened to me at this stage of my life is I have been literally captivated, I've been captured by the Father's dream. And the Father has a dream that his family would look like him, and that his body, the body of Jesus, would look like Jesus. And that's what we were left here for. And I've been captured by seeing the family look like the Father. And here's one of the most important things I see. The family needs to look for reasons not to amputate or divorce, but to offer healing and opportunity and forgiveness. And it seems sometimes that the Father's family, that Father, his family seems to have the toughest time overlooking somebody else's failure, overlooking their weakness.
Totally dysfunctional. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's totally. And I want to see it get well. And I think that you've seen me encourage preachers, powerful preachers, influential preachers, leaders of denominational life, of big churches. You've seen me inspire them to come together and get to know one another when there was a time they didn't want to be seen with that one or ever be in the same room together, right? And you've seen the beauty of what happens when people will come together as the family of God and love one another as though they are his family.
And James, one of the daily devotionals in here is at that very point. There's an obscure verse in Hosea chapter 14, verse 5, where God made a promise. He said, I will be like the dew to my people. And we took these little nuggets. Dew, D-E-W. You go out in the morning and there's dew all over the earth. Where does dew come from? Does dew fall or does dew rise? Now think about that. You don't have to answer it. Just think about it. Does dew fall or does it rise? Here's the answer. Neither. It just shows up when certain conditions are right. Wow. We call it condensation. It just shows. We say, oh, God, fall on us. Oh, God, rise up. No. He just shows up.
Yes, he does.
When certain conditions get right, when we get right with each other, when we repent, when we are reconciled, God shows up in mighty power.
Well, I'm watching him do that. And, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking about Duke. We have a little dachshund, but this is the most special one we've ever had. And every time I watch her come in, she got that dew on her feet. And so we dry her little feet off. But she just comes in and just loves us. And you know what God says to me when she's loved me? Say, you know why I gave you that little puppy? Because I love you. And I knew you'd love her. And I knew she'd love you. Do you realize that God has given us everything from the sunsets to the majesty of the mountains?
Stroke us with blessings.
To the beauty, all of these, yeah. And he gave them to us to enjoy because he loves us. Look what he gave us in our wife.
Yeah.
How could God do something more?
No, that's a bigger miracle than the virgin birth, how you ever got her.
Especially that she loved me. Is that what you're
exactly
saying?
Exactly.
I agree with you.
You know, we had dachshunds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in our family when the kids were little.
Yeah, they are really special. Everything God gives us is special. He loves us so much. You know what I'm just, and I'm seeing him do it. I just want him to pour his love through me the way he pours it out through everything he made. And I want the family of all things on this earth, the family of God should look like the Father. We should forgive like the Father. We should love like the Father. We should share like the Father. We should care like the Father. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That'll probably preach.
Yeah, it will. I probably will preach it.
Well, man, tell me what you want the church to hear today. I'm really trying to help them see that we need to fulfill the Father's dream. So if we're going to obey the commission of Christ and the commands of God, we need to do it right here, right now on God's earth. It's God's earth. It's God's planet. His will can be done on His earth by His people. You agree?
I agree. And I think one of the secrets is in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 31. In fact, it's one of the daily readings here where the Bible says, then the church throughout all Judea and Samaria and the Galilee had peace and were edified. And walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied.
Yep.
Listen to that. Sure. And walking in the fear of the Lord. Who's doing that today? When's the last time we heard a message on the fear of God? Mm-hmm. Who of us could define what it is? And yet it was
the fear is not being afraid of.
No.
The fear is not being in His shadow, in His presence.
It's not
living there.
Exactly. It's not the fear that He's going to put His hand of retribution on you.
Yep.
It's the fear that He might take His hand of anointing and blessing off of you.
And covering and protection.
Yeah, and that's
the shelter.
And there's a whole reading in here on that very important principle of the fear of God.
Folks, listen to me. This is a lifetime best friend. This is a man that I respect so much, not only for the way he has loved me and loves Betty and me as a couple, but the way he just loves the overlooked, the way he loves all the pastors, the way he loves you. And O.S. is gifted. I told him, I said, this is the biggest, heaviest book we got. He said, well, it's got the highlights of all the books. And, boy, I really believe God gave you all of them. I believe He really gave you this one for today. Father, I want everybody out here to realize this won't be reading an O.S. book. It's reading a book where O.S. pointed people to your book.
Yes, Lord.
And to your truth and your life and your love in your book clearly. And I pray everybody watching will want to get it and read it. Mm. I mean, it's not like reading the Word. It is reading the Word because the Word's in it. Because it fills O.S. And He's pouring it out right now, and He poured it out in this book so everybody can get it. And I pray everybody watching live today will get it. In Jesus' name. Now listen, I pray everybody watching life today will give life today. You know that. And I've said this many times. We drill water wells. We give people water that never had water. We feed millions. Right now we're feeding 350,000 a day. But did you know all of these big aid programs are pulling out of Africa? It's stunning us. And right now, OS, we're finding more people than ever that need help. And we're saying to you, we want to see a miracle of support today. Well, we've got a book we're sending you. We've got a beautiful, beautiful blanket that's the prettiest I've ever seen. We've got a bronze of the Lion of Judah and the power of the Lion, the cross. These are things we share with you because we love you. But I'm praying many times that everybody will help. But I'm going to tell you something, it'll help everybody if you get this book. And I pray that you would make a gift to give food to a starving family, starving child, to give life and hope, because we found the need. We found the missionaries that plant their life in the midst of that need. And they say to us, please don't leave us here empty-handed. Please leave us here so we can help the suffering. And you've done that. The viewers of Life Today have done it now. For over 30 years, you've done it. You put God's arms around people. I want to help the church put God's arms around the whole world He gave His life to redeem. We'll send you this book that'll bless you. If you would just today go get your bank card, checkbook, dial that number, or go online and make the gift God puts on your heart, whether it's 30, 50 or 100, to feed 3, 5 or 10 or 1,000, to feed 100. Would you please just do what God leads you to do? We're going to seek to bless you. But just know this, you're blessing those who didn't have a chance, the overlooked, the least of these, with a gift of life. Please do it. Thank you so much.
Angola is experiencing a prolonged drought, resulting in nearly 2 million people facing a food crisis because of failed crops. Chronic malnutrition currently affects 40% of Angola's children under the age of 5.
We're here in a village in rural part of Angola where mission feeding has not been able to reach this village yet. And you'll see there's a lot of mothers, some fathers, many children that are here. And as we've come into this village and we've started to speak to mother after mother and listen to their stories, what we've heard is the story of the tragedy that happens when mission feeding isn't present. is a little boy, Paulo. His mother, Rosalina, explained to us that he's 2 years old. And as I look at this little boy and I can literally see how his ribs are protruding and his little legs are so thin, little arms. We haven't done a circumference measurement on him yet, but I can tell you that it would be in the red. And imagine what it must be like to be a father or a mother where your child says food, says I'm hungry, and you can't respond. You don't have anything to give them. Not because you don't love them enough, not because you don't desperately want to give them what they're asking for and what you know that they need, but because you don't have it. You don't have the food that your child needs to be sustained, to be alive. And that's how little boys like Paulo end up here. It's not one missed meal. It's day after day of not having sufficient nutrition. So please, don't try and forget what you've heard. Don't try and forget what you've seen. But rather open your heart and act. Because your action today is literally an answer to a child's cry for food.
Boy, you know, Peter Pretorius was the missionary that took us to the least of these. And I am so proud of him. Isaac, I love you. Dad's in heaven. A lot of people are in heaven because of Peter. And Isaac, I'm so proud of you. And as I was looking at those children, I held so many of them in my arms, your arms, Betty. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been helping them for 30 years. And just doing what the Father wants the family to do. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to inspire the perfect Father's family to fulfill His will, His dream, His desire. Because He has a dream. He has a desire. He has a vision. And He wants it fulfilled. And that's to put His arms around the whole world He gave His Son to redeem. And the only way you can put the Father's arms around the world is for His family to do it. So I'm praying that every one of you who know the Father will put His arms around the family, the least of these, the overlooked. And you know what Jesus said? If you want to know who my family is, you want to know who they are? They're the sheep that feed the least of these. That's my family. We got a lot of His family at Watch Life today because they want to help the overlooked. You have saved millions of lives. Well, I'm asking you to do it right now. Just like those children you were looking at. All the things that I said to you at the beginning about giving, you can do it right now. We have some beautiful gifts to send you. And we'll send you OS's book that we've been talking about. And I promise you, it'll bless you. The book, Happy, Healthy, and Free. That's what the Father wants. We've got gifts that you'll see that we want to send you, but you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving life. $30 will give life to 3 children, 50 to 5, 100 to 10, 1,000 to 100. Would you go get your bank card and use it like a check? If you write a check, call us and tell us what you're sending. Dial that number, get that card, get that checkbook, make the gift God puts on your heart, because you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving life, and we do it to point to the life of Christ in His family. Thank you so much for doing it. What a difference. You're going to be a miracle some mother's praying for right now. Thank you so much.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Happy, Healthy, and Free, a powerful 31-day journey to help you embrace God's promises for healing, wholeness, restoration, peace, and joy. Step into the abundant life God has prepared for you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the beautiful and soft, perfect peace blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, this is the last opportunity to request our 2025 majestic bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need. So, please call, write, or make your gift online today.
We've been speaking here today with Benvida. She has 4 children. 3 of them have survived, and one of them has just recently passed away. He was 4 years old. His name was Antonio. And Antonio, like many of the children in these areas, suffered from malnutrition. His body began to reject whatever little bit of food that they could give him. They took him to a missionary hospital, but there was no hope. There was no help. There was nothing they could do for Antonio. The reality is, no mom should ever have to fear that their child is not going to be fed today. So I'm asking you, friends, would you please help us? Would you help us help Benvida and all of the families in her village? Whatever way you can give, whether it be online, whether it's you make that phone call, please make your very best gift right now. Would you help us bring the life of Mission Feeding to this village?
Betty, don't we have wonderful friends?
Awesome, awesome.
Thank you so much. And this is an awesome friend, O.S. Hawkins. I hope you get this. We'll send it to you. Put God's arms around somebody He gave His life to redeem. O.S., I love you, man.
Thank you, James.
You keep cheering
Jesus.
Enjoy
being with you, brother.
Thanks for loving us.
Okay.
Long time.
Amen.
Don't stop.
I won't.
Thank you for loving us and helping us love others effectively. Thank you so much.
Dad gave his entire life to God and to ministry, and we have nothing to show for it.
Exploring the question, what if I'm wrong?
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.